Ted Wyman, Winnipeg Sun. Congratulations on the nomination for the award. Can you
Thanks.
Put into words why you think you were nominated for it?
Well, again, thanks. It's a real honor to even be mentioned in the same sentence as George and Steve. But it, you know, really, it's an organizational type of thing. Obviously, for me, having the group of people that I have working for me, you know, gives me such great confidence and gives our organization such a good boost. Larry Simmons, Craig Heisinger, my two assistant general managers, run the respective pro and amateur staffs, and they allow those staffs to do their job, which in turn allows us to, you know, do what we need to do. We have a very small staff, but our staff enjoys working together, and it's been a common theme right from the beginning. So real proud to have that kind of staff, and then obviously the support of ownership, which, you know, you don't get to this point in the playoffs without having that type of leadership within the organization.
Front right, Mark.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet. Chevy, you guys built and built and made the playoffs a few years ago and got swept, but you'd made the playoffs, and a lot of GMs would have said, okay, we're here and we're ready to make the playoffs every year, but you didn't. You sort of took a step back and you kept building and even kind of took another run at building to get to this point. Why didn't you think you were ready, and how much sort of courage did it take not to just try to make the playoffs every year?
I think you have to have a sense of realism and a realistic approach to where you're at, and it really helped having a coach like Paul that him and I were on the same page as far as how ultimately we saw the group moving forward and the group achieving the ultimate goals that we wanted to achieve, and certainly I wanted more so than anybody to that group to continue to move on to win a round or two rounds or try to continue to build. But when you're in it, and we were in every game, they're all very close. But this league is not about close. This league is about, you know, believing that, you can win and having, you know, the pieces. And at that point in time, we felt we had some really good young pieces coming that probably weren't going to be drivers or ready to be players that could make an impact quite yet. And just, you know, looking at that, at where we were at that point in time, you know, we felt that we needed to take a little bit of a step back, allow for some further development. But that doesn't happen unless you have the belief within your core group of veterans. And very fortunate that, our core group of veterans, you know, really bought into that program.
Third row on the left.
Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press. Kevin, Mark Scheifele was your first ever draft pick. We're now 7 years removed from that, almost 7 years. Even in your wildest optimistic projections, would you have foreseen he scored 14 goals in this playoffs? He's scoring at a rate that very few players in this league have ever scored at in the playoffs. Would you say that that's, of all your accomplishments, that that's maybe right up there at the top of the list? And
you know, so again, I go back to that first draft, and we had just taken over the franchise, had lots of decisions to make, and one of the first meetings that we had was within our amateur scouting group and talked about the list and talked about, you know, where that was and who might be available in our pick, but we talked more so about, you know, our philosophy, and it wasn't so much about just that year. It was going to be about how we wanted to build, how we felt we needed to acquire players, what type of people, what type of players that we wanted to acquire. And, you know, really it was after those conversations that, you know, we kind of opened the floor, and that's where, you know, again, the staff to a man said, you know, if this player is available, we'd like to draft him. And you don't truly know, you know, what that means at that point in time, you know, as far as the impact that he's going to make in the future or if that player is going to be available. But we were very fortunate that, our group, showed the courage to step up and take him. But all this doesn't happen if a player like Mark Scheifele doesn't take it upon himself to be the best that he's going to be. That truly is development. And, we put the pieces, we put the processes, we put the opportunities in front of him. But in this game, it's about the players, and it's about how they take that opportunity. And, Mark Scheifele is one of the most driven players that I've ever been around. And, so it's not a surprise that he's taking his game to another level. But I think there's even more. You know, I think that there's even more in a Mark Scheifele that we haven't even seen yet, and that's what makes him exciting, and that's what makes him so proud, us so proud to have him as part of our organization.
Ken, Winnipeg Sun, Kevin, how would you describe the steps Connor Hellebuck took this year in becoming an elite-level goaltender?
Well, again, you know, goaltender development, you know, is a little bit different as well because, you know, again, there's only two of them on a team. One only plays on any given night, you know, different than forwards, different than defensemen. But, you know, Connor is someone who has checked off all the boxes on the way up in his development program. We talked about within our group, we talk about that, you know, you can't go to college without going to high school. Like, you've got to take the necessary classes in order to, you know, have a successful college career as an academic. So why wouldn't you do the same things, you know, along the way, you know, to be a successful, you know, athlete and be at the highest form. So, you know, he was a great college player. You know, he came to he won the Richter Award. He came to the American League, was a, you know, very good American League player. You know, he continued along the way. He got a chance to come up and play a period of games. He excelled, you know, very well in those, you know, short period of time, went back to the American League. And then we made a decision within our group that we were going to give him the opportunity to be the number one goaltender. And, you know, it seemed like it was a popular decision at the time, but when you have some struggles along the way, there's a lot of people that kind of go, you know, wasn't very popular. But I remember talking to, you know, some of our local media, and they said that, you know, all that's missing is, you know, they say, well, maybe it takes like 100 games or, you know, something like that for a goaltender to, you know, really see, is he going to be a number one or number two? But how do you get those 100 games? How do you get those opportunities? You know, you have to be able to get the crease. And he did, and he learned some things along the way. But like Mark Scheifele, the credit goes back to the player. The credit goes back to, you know, the work that they do once they begin to understand themselves about what it's going to take for them to excel at their particular position. And you know, that's, again, very fortunate to have a player like Connor that, you know, figured that out himself and did the work to get him to this point.
Take two more questions. Back right, John.
Kevin, from the outside, it seems like there's a lot of symmetry in the way that you and Mark Chipman see the game. Or in your mind, has there ever been a time where you've kind of had to sell him on your vision, or have you guys always kind of been on the same page from the start?
No, it's been, you know, again, from the very first conversation that I had with Mark. Mark's been involved in the game for a long, long time, and obviously the, you know, the success of this franchise really rests on his shoulders, and the success of the franchise in the city, you know, really has a lot to do with the fact of his vision. You know, of keeping building an arena downtown, of the strength of the Moose, you know, throughout those years, and the tenacity and determination on his part to you know, to convince the National Hockey League to come back. But as far as, you know, building an organization, you know, Mark and I, again, we had lots of conversations at the beginning. We have conversations on a daily basis, and if anything, he's probably more my rock in that regard, as opposed to you know, someone that you know, makes me question myself. It's a very, very strong belief in within this group, and as Mark, and not only that, but, you know, David Thompson. Like, every conversation that I have, whether it's in front of the board and David's involved, and they talk about building something great. You know, they're builders. They're people that want to, you know, wanted to build something that Winnipeg could be proud of.
Last question, Sean, on the right side.
Sean Rourke, NHL.com. Kevin, obviously you knew Paul before you hired him, and you knew what he was about. I'm curious, as the two of you have gone along this process, what else have you learned about him, and what do you think his best attribute is that's allowed him to get to this point so many times?
So Paul and I really didn't know each other outside of maybe some mutual acquaintances. You know, obviously when you're in the game, you cross paths maybe and say hi, but, you know, we've never had any professional association together. But when, you know, when I deemed it necessary to, you know, to make a change and Paul was available, we had a brief conversation about, you know, the what the task at hand was going to be. And right from the moment that I did have that conversation with him, you could tell that this was a person that was not coaching for his next job. He was going to come in and coach, you know, how he believed, and very comfortable in his own skin, and he's a tremendous leader. And You know, when we basically shook hands, we never put anything on paper. We never talked about term. We never talked about, you know, the years beyond. We just talked about if this was going to be a fit for both sides, we were going to know it. And, you know, we talked extensively about philosophy and how, you know, we felt we needed to, you know, to build this to be successful in the long run. And I'm very fortunate that, you know, those conversations were as candid as they were. And have given us the opportunity to come, you know, here now. He's a, you know, he's a great communicator. One thing, though, I broke the cardinal rule is I've given my rule to myself that I never speak after him because he's such a good speaker. But, you know, in this case, I guess he can break that that exception. But, you know, again, you find out a lot about your staff and your people when you speak to your players candidly. And last year's exit meetings might have been the most important, you know, part for me, just understanding our group of players and you know, the one-on-one conversations with Dustin, the one-on-one conversations with Blake, you know, and the one-on-one conversations with the young players, and just, you know, hearing the scope of diversity that Paul can handle different people, you know, again, made it real simple to for me to try and get him extended last year.